1030 The Voice, Tucson's trusted local news and talk.
When you walk into Tucson International Academy, you immediately see photos of students and trips they've taken around the world. And when you meet its founder, you understand the energy that motivates this educational concept.
Welcome, Jennifer Herrera, also affectionately known as Dr. J. Not the basketball player, the educator.
Correct. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us here on Your Tucson. Before we get started on talking about the Tucson International Academy and the educational philosophy that you've developed over the years, I think it's important to get to know you and how that philosophy developed from where you started back in Indiana when your parents said, "You're out."
Well, that is a while back, but not so far ago that I don't remember, because I remember that story quite vividly. I had finished high school. I was the youngest of the siblings in my family, and my parents expected us to all go to college, and I went to college as well. But I was having a hard time leaving home because I was about a year younger for my grade level. And so I was only 17 years old, and I was just nervous to have to move away from home and go to college. So I thought, better if I took a year off. My parents did not think that was a good idea at all. In fact, they said, "Get your stuff, pack it up, and we're going to have someone take you there. Good luck. Call us in 6 weeks." That's how things got done in Indiana. So I went to college a little bit against my will and was up there terrified. But over the 6 weeks that I was there without going home, I adjusted very quickly to college life. And I saw, now looking back, I can see clearly why my parents booted me out the door, because it was the best thing for me. And I have loved being in college, and I have learned so much. And I would not have done it if my parents didn't boot me out.
And from there, you came to Tucson. Why Tucson?
Well, I was studying to be an elementary teacher, and at my university, Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana, they were having an overgrowth of teachers in Indiana. The population was small enough that they didn't need that many teachers, but there was a teacher shortage in Arizona, as there still is. So yeah. The university at Ball State was working with Nogales School District to recruit teachers. And they said, "Hey, send us some of your student teachers, and then we will recruit them to stay and work." And that's what happened to me. I was a student teacher in Nogales. I went because I wanted the adventure, and I wanted to use my Spanish. I took Spanish classes all through my high school, junior high, and college. Enjoyed it very much, and I didn't have anyone to speak Spanish with up there. So I came here on the border, Nogales, loved it, fit right in, and was offered a job, and I've never left.
And 18 years ago, you opened your first charter school, Tucson International Academy, on Broadway, near downtown, and you've evolved. How has it been growing into four schools today? How many students?
We have about 600 students altogether.
K through 12.
Yes.
How have you evolved the philosophy of Tucson International Academy? Because it kind of mirrors and reflects who you are as a person. You were booted, so to speak, out of your house to go to college.
Yes.
And then you moved from Indiana to Tucson. Almost like it's a world away from Indiana, you know, in many, many ways, especially culturally. And your philosophy here at TIA is to allow the kids to spread their wings and travel and visit other countries and learn about other cultures.
That's right. So this happened over time. A lot of it is bringing my personal experiences mm-hmm. with me. So as an educator, that's what most of us do. We have certain things that connected with us, and we want to offer that connection to other students and provide that opportunity. And for me, I was actually a teacher at TUSD, loved it, enjoyed, had a very successful experience with TUSD. However, I noticed that we were letting some students fall through the cracks. Could be the large class size, could be a number of things. But regardless, I saw some of my very bright, leadership-oriented students doing jobs that did not reflect who they were. And I said, "Are you going to college?" And they would say things like, "Oh no, I could never go to college." I thought to myself, what happened? This is a brilliant mind. I remember I taught them. I know them. They were destined for greatness. What happened? And so it bothered me. And so I thought, I don't know where we're losing them, but they're slipping through the cracks. They need to be told the value that we see in them so that we can develop that and then have the gift of whatever it is they offer to the world. And so that is the number one thing that drove me to consider opening my own schools. And charter schools were just starting out here, and I didn't know much about them, but a friend of mine did, took me and showed me his wife's schools, and then from there I learned, wow, there's a lot of opportunity here to personalize education and to find out what they're passionate about, each student, and help them get on that path to take them there. So we started with one school, kinder through eighth grade. But I noticed my eighth graders were not being successful in high school. Same thing, not going to college. I said, this is not what I signed up for. I'm going to have to open a high school. So we began K-12 in every school so that we could see them through their entire elementary, middle school, and high school experience, grooming them for the opportunity to go to college. And that's what we became known for, getting kids accepted to college. We have 13 years in a row of 100% of our graduates going and getting accepted to college. So we're very excited about that. And about 99% of them are first generation.
Wow, that is an amazing accomplishment. You know, growing up in downtown Tucson for myself, going to the east side was like being a world traveler back in my day. Now you are taking kids to China and other countries. Congratulations on operating a successful 4 schools here in Tucson, Tucson International Academy. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
To learn more information on the Tucson International Academy, call 792-3255. That's 792-3255. Or go to their website, TucsonInternationalAcademy.com.